Hey, all DC fans, this is episode number 112, recorded here on August 16th of 2020. Just about a week or so ahead of DC fandom, so we don't have a lot to talk about as far as DC fandom goes. We have a few things, but we'll have a lot more here in a couple weeks, for sure. Hey, that's Carrie. What's up, Carrie?
Not much. I just finished making this nice ginger rosemary simple syrup for something I'm working on for a couple of weeks from now, and my entire apartment smells like ginger. It's amazing. Otherwise, it's really, really hot, and it's also fire season, so 2020, here we go.
Yay. 2020. Oh yeah.
It's 2020. I mean, there are fire tornado warnings in California, because of course there are.
Yeah. It's just 2020.
Yeah, it is 2020.
All right. Well, I am Mike. Hey, and I'm Kara. I'm glad you're doing okay. And the fire tornado has not taken you yet.
Well, no, that's up north. It might take Brax before it takes me.
Oh, I see. I get you. I understand.
Rusty, if you're listening, stay safe up there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And tell us how safe you are by joining us in Discord, everybody. You know the link. You know, we've said it numerous hundreds of times. Actually, just to be honest, we've said it 112 times. randomchatter.com for everything. Do we have it? So, hey, I appreciated, by the way, the feedback we've gotten for what do we need to do after the DCAMU is done. Thank you so much for the feedback. I've got a couple more ideas that I'm mulling through as well for us to take care of. Here we got a few more weeks, and we got about a month left, and we'll keep you guys entertained for sure. And if we're not entertaining, well, there's always
we
Guardians
might as well pack
MCU.
It in. Yeah, that's true.
That is true. So give them a shout out. Whoop. Anyways, hey, Carrie, we have a quote this week.
I do, and this probably says more about me than it does about a lot of people.
But it's so funny.
It is. But you know, if I'm trying to not intimidate people, I picked the wrong thing. Just between us, I like the brutal one with the visor. But apparently I have a type. And that was Diana from Reign of Superman.
Because why not?
Because why not?
Oh, hey, I watched a lot of Smallville this week. Like, I just had some extra time. So I watched,
I'm shocked.
It's been a couple weeks since I've watched it because I've been on a kick for the Mike's Movie Minute this last few weeks. So it's been a while since I've watched some Smallville. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to binge some Smallville. So I watched, I'm trying to think which one it was. So I'm into season four. I watched the one episode with Crypto with the superpower dog and Lucy, where Lois Lane's sister comes in to town and wrecks everything.
As she's wont to do, yes.
Right.
Sometimes, depending on which version of Lucy you're talking about.
Oh yeah.
I finally binged Castlevania. I blasted through all three seasons this week. I must listen to Tim more often because that show is freaking amazing.
You just said listen to Tim more often. Do you understand what you just said there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, just checking.
The show is freaking amazing. Not suitable for work or for children. But because I thought the artwork, thought the artwork was similar to what I remembered it being. Turned out I was wrong, but watching Castlevania also prompted me to go back and watch both of the Vampire Hunter D movies. So that was fun.
Okay.
And okay. I just watched SLC Punk this morning. Finally, Matt Lillard is a freaking delight. He's a gem. Why did it take me so long to watch that movie? You won't like it, Mike, but that's okay.
I know, it's the same reason it took me so long to watch, I don't know, somebody told me to watch a movie that they thought I would like. Was it The Prestige?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's one somebody told me I needed to watch. It was really good, and I thought it was really good.
Yeah, but you won't, No, I was like, I meant to watch SLC Punk for a long, long time. I just never got around to it until this morning. So, yay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we've watched some things. So now we got to talk about some things because some this is kind of like almost one of our last slow weeks before we have the DC fandom, and y'all, that's gonna be legit out of this world. We can talk a little bit of that there here in a second. But Carrie, it is time for some news.
Yeah, and we're leading off with a few doozies here. So DC Comics and DC Universe has been hit by some major layoffs. It looks like they lost their editor in chief, VP of Publishing Strategy, VP of Marketing and Creative Services. Jim Lee is remaining COO, but I thought I saw somewhere that I thought it was Jeff Johns that got demoted, but I could be wrong.
Jeff Johns is doing like a phenomenal job on the movie,
I agree.
Show side. I wouldn't see him getting
but
you see Bob Harris is going down, Hank Canals, Jonah Weiland, Bobby Chase, Brian Cunningham.
Yeah, I'm probably wrong about that. I could have sworn I saw something about Jeff Johns getting demoted, but I could be wrong. And fortunately, Jim Lee is still there. Now, I did see a thread Paul Herman had posted from someone who's apparently well respected in the comics world about how this is what happens when a tech company takes over a media company.
Right. Well,
go ahead, Mike.
So I know they said so 1/3 of the editorial staff are being laid off, according to the sources. It doesn't surprise me, and here's what it is. I like hand media anyways. One of my favorite things, I do like to read. For my job, I do get a chance to sit down and read for a couple hours at a time, and if I need to. And I've always had people ask me, how come you don't get the digital copy of the books? Why don't you just get a digital? And I said, well, I like the feel of the hard copy of the regular book in my hand. I like the. I know it sounds weird. I like the smell of the book.
Oh yeah, me too.
When I'm reading it.
Why we get along, Mike.
I know. And I feel like I study better when I have a hard copy over just something I could scroll up and down on. But I think what's going to end up happening is, and one of my favorite stores I used to get books from, they've closed all their brick and mortar stores and gone solely online now. But I used to love to go into the store to browse and actually pick up the book, flip through it before I would buy it. Just how I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what you're going to end up seeing here, and it would not surprise me within the next 5 or 6 years if Marvel follows the same path, I think you're going to have a lot of the printed material is eventually going to start going out, and you're going to have mainly it's going to be digital. Kind of like DCU has the mm-hmm. digital comics.
Mm-hmm.
I foresee them being shuttered over to the digital side over hard copy prints. Now, that bodes bad for comic book stores.
Yeah.
But I see with the way things are going, I would dare say it. You know, we were talking over in, like, example, in the RetroZap Discord that it wouldn't be surprising if in the next few years you stop seeing DVD and Blu-ray and all those start coming out in hard copy disc and you're only going to have access to digital. Mm-hmm. It's just where we seem to be going. So
right.
It doesn't surprise me. I don't like it, but
no,
I can see this going that route.
But I was talking about about this with a friend of mine who ironically just did get hired at Warner Brothers for something else. But she was working for NBC Universal for a long time, and she said, you know, that's kind of what happened. What she basically confirmed that this is kind of something similar that happened when NBC Universal got bought out by a tech company at one point, and that it took Comcast going in and buying that company out for them to really right the ship and go, hey, there are media people in charge again, and we are going to run this like a media company rather than a tech company, because they are two different animals. So it's something similar, I think, to what something that's happened before, and maybe it won't be as bad this time around, but I'm not gonna hold my breath.
Me neither. You know, and one of the other things that were hidden on too was that DC Universe has also, the streaming service has also had a lot of people laid off. Yep. This is not surprising. Yep. Honestly, you know, of course, this one source says DC Universe was dead on dead on arrival as soon as AT&T merger happened.
Right.
You know, the thing is we kind of figured that was going to, because we knew Warner Media was going to shift over to HBO Max. We kind of saw DC Universe getting shuttered eventually. Uh-huh. Now, they did say, and Jim Lee did say, that there was something special coming.
Well, he did HBO. Also confirmed that all of the DC Universe shows are going over to HBO Max, and that
and that
DC Universe is going to be comics only. Now, he doesn't say when this is happening.
Well, did he say it was going to be comics only yet, or did he say that they are planning on doing something special with DC Universe? It's just not been revealed yet.
Well, I had found something that said it was going to be mostly comics.
Okay.
But I don't know.
So would you
continue paying for it
then if it's just comics?
I don't know, because I haven't been reading enough of the comics, but who knows? I guess it's going to depend on the price and if it can get bundled in with HBO Max, maybe.
I agree. I don't so right now it's $7.99 a month, $6.99 a month, something around there. You know, if it's $2.99 a month, I may keep it. But if it's any more than, you know, I know it sounds bad, but if it's any more than $3 a month, I don't read enough comics anyways, because I read enough other things that it wouldn't be worth it for me right now.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Right. So in other news that is not related to the massive layoffs and restructuring around DC. There's a new animated film coming. They haven't dropped the trailer yet, but Batman Soul of the Dragon. And this has a serious Enter the Dragon vibe to it.
Really?
Apparently, this is being worked on by Bruce Timm, who is one of the co-creators of Batman the Animated Series. David Giuntoli, I cannot pronounce his name. Sorry, if you're listening, probably not. is going to be voicing Batman, which is kind of cool, because that means that Betsy Tulloch is now technically married to both Batman and Superman, because she actually is married to David Giuntoli, and she is, you know, TV married to Clark Kent. Superman and Lois. So, you know, things can work out. She's the one who pointed this out, by the way, on Twitter.
That's pretty cool.
I thought it was awesome.
Now, have you ever seen anything of David Giuntoli's acting at all? I know he's big in Grimm, but I've never seen Grimm, so
I've watched the entirety of Grimm, and Grimm is awesome.
Okay. I just wasn't sure. So I've never seen him act or anything, so I just don't know how he is. But the movie looks pretty cool. I mean, from at least the picture, it looks different, and I kind of like that. It almost felt like it had kind of like I know this is going to sound really bad, but kind of like an Adam West Super Friends
kind
of vibe.
They are saying that this is bringing it back to the 70s, which, you know, that's about the time, and the, at least for the Bronze Tiger artwork looks almost exactly like the one guy from Enter the Dragon. Going back to the voice cast, Michael Jai White will be returning as the voice of Bronze Tiger. So he's been doing Bronze Tiger. He's been playing Bronze Tiger in the Arrowverse. Kelly Hu.
He's really good. I'm glad to see him coming back playing that role.
Yep. Kelly Hu is going to be playing Lady Shiva. Mark Dacascos is going to be playing Richard Dragon. James Hong as O-Sensei and Josh Keaton as Jeffrey Burr. I'm not familiar with it. That's where and I know it's an honorific, but they say O-Sensei and I immediately think of Ueshiba-Sensei because he's my O-Sensei. But I know that this is probably the founder of whatever martial art that these characters are practicing. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, I got a bit nerdy there for a second.
No, you're fine. I think it looks cool because it does, again, have that Super mm-hmm. Friends kind of vibe to me.
Yeah.
And I really liked the Super Friends kind of stuff, and I'm glad to mm-hmm. see, Bronze Tiger coming back, and especially Michael J. White voicing him, because I really enjoyed his acting on Arrow and his voice for the character on Arrow. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to it. We don't know when it's going to come. It's coming out next year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think spring or fall of next year. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. I know it's one of those two. But we don't have a trailer or anything yet.
No, we don't have a trailer. We don't have a trailer. It's early 2021.
Okay. Because we haven't even got the Superman 1 movie that's coming out yet. It's
coming soon.
Very, very soon. So.
In other news, this is more for me than for Mike. Lucifer season 5 finale was disrupted by the coronavirus, as everything else was.
Yes.
But apparently, Tom Ellis, who plays Lucifer, they have about 60% of the finale left to shoot. So, and they were basically they basically weren't sure at the time that they were going to be renewed for a sixth season. So it's kind of, take care, go big or go home vibe with the finale, which I am totally looking forward to. But I don't know when the second half of season 5 is going to be released. Season part 1 is going to be released on Friday. So if you guys don't hear from me for a couple of days, that's why.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I hope you do enjoy it.
Oh yes, it looks like fun. They've been dropping little cryptic clips all over the place. It's great.
By the way, Superman Man of Tomorrow comes out digital August 23rd and DVD September 8th.
Okay, like next week.
Uh-huh.
No. Yep,
next Monday.
Yeah, next Monday. Cool. Okay, moving on. DC Fandom has apparently is apparently teasing a Green Lantern, the Green Lantern series.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Of course, we knew it was coming to HBO Max.
Yes.
But they're teasing like we're gonna get some things here at DC.
Well, they've been teasing a couple of things off on the on the DC fandom thing. So, yeah.
Look, DC fandom is about to get legendary. So that's why I said we're gonna have some news, definitely for sure, in a couple weeks. I know they did just reveal the schedule a couple days ago.
Yes.
For DC Fandom. It's a 24-hour event starting at 1 o'clock Eastern on August 24th and going
till 24 hours, right?
Well, that's what it says, but it only gives the schedule through 12:30 a.m.
Huh.
So maybe they're going to do it and then they're going to show it on repeat?
Maybe.
I know the first panel is we'll finish Green Lantern. Yeah, so they're teasing Green Lantern. We knew it was coming, so hopefully we'll get some kind of trailer or something, a little tidbit or something before.
Right.
Do you want to talk about the schedule real quick?
Yeah. Where is this? Did you post the schedule in Discord?
No, I did not post the schedule in Discord. I should have posted the schedule in Discord. Here, I will post the schedule in the chat, and as we go through it. There, I just posted it in our chat as we're talking. So starting everything off is going to be one to Wonder Woman 1984 panel with Gadot, Pine, Wig, Pascal, and Jenkins. Then you're going to have Flash TV series panel. Then you have a game announcement, Black Lightning panel, another Flash panel. But this is the Flash panel with Ezra Miller. You can have a Suicide Squad panel, Legends of Tomorrow, Doom Patrol, a surprise DC Comics panel at 5. We don't know what that is.
Apparently James Gunn is teasing some game show type shenanigans with the Suicide Squad panel.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you this. They're all in different places. If they're in the Watchverse, they're like the TV series. If they're in the Hall of Heroes, it's movies. So the surprise DC Comics panel that's coming at 5 is in the Hall of Heroes. So I am banking a surprise movie we don't know about. We could get. And then we have, of course, the one everybody wants to see, the Snyder Cut of Justice League panel.
I thought you were gonna say Black Adam, but okay. No, I'm kidding.
But yes, Black Adam panel with Dwayne Johnson. Surprises. I'm excited about that. And then 6:45, there's Entitled to be announced as your new movie, under Hall of Heroes. Aquaman, the Man of Tomorrow world premiere. Shazam panel with Zachary Levi. A lot of people are, by the way, are thinking that we're going to get a Shazam 2 trailer.
Well, did you see the mock trailer that the director posted?
It was so funny.
That's one of our news items. It is hilarious. It's basically taking reviews from Twitter. It's so much fun.
Carrie, 8:00 Eastern, Lucifer panel.
Yep, saw that.
So I know what she's going to be watching. Yep. At 9:30 that night, the Batman panel with Matt Reeves. I know Robert Pattinson's supposed to be there, and other surprises.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that one. Stargirl panel is going to be there with Jeff Johns. So that one I'm actually interested in probably watching at 10:30 because I'm interested in seeing how this is going to play out on the panel because it's Batwoman.
Yeah.
And then Harley Quinn panel at 11:15. There's a reason why it's late at night, everybody.
I'm sure.
And then it concludes, it looks like, with Batman the Three Jokers. So it's partially filling the 24 commitment and then airing the encores of their panels and events after it. So that's the entire panel set, and then they're going to just rotate them for 24 hours so that everybody has a chance to rewatch if they missed one. Because some of them are going to start over others. Like the Snyder Cut starts at 5:45. Well, Black Adam starts at 6. You're not going to have Zack Snyder for 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah.
So, go ahead.
That's Hall of Heroes versus Watchverse. So, like, the Suicide Squad panel and the Legends of Tomorrow panel are happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be nice to go back. I'll probably watch some that day and then go back and watch some more later on. There are only certain panels I really want to see. For sure want to see. And others I can probably just catch the highlights later on. Any of them really kind of jump out at you that you really like? You want to stop everything and watch?
I am interested in seeing the Batwoman panel just because apparently the Batwoman is going to be there. I'm really intrigued by what some of these surprise panels are supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I am interested to see what the Batman panel is going to be. And obviously Lucifer, because...
I'm interested in Batman 1 as well. I'm really interested in Stargirl just because I love that show. I really want to see what's going to happen. Obviously, the Snyder Cut Justice League panel. And those are like the... And the Flash one, because the Flash one intrigues me very, very much, the movie, because of Ezra Miller and everything that's happened with Ezra Miller, as far as with the movie and his personal life and what's happened. I'm interested in seeing how that one's going to be perceived.
Yeah.
and see where the progression out. You know, we'll probably get in 2030 finally the movie, but
yeah, who knows at this point.
Anyways, we've taken a lot of time on this, Carrie. What did you? Yeah. Are you ready to wander our last couple bits of news?
Well, we already jumped down to the mock trailer, which is, again, it is freaking hilarious. You guys got to check that out. And then there was just something I found about, you know, Doom Patrol Season 3, which is basically they have no idea what's going to happen. They don't know when it's going to start. They don't know if it's been renewed. They don't know, but they're going to be at DC Fandom, so maybe they'll get some news there.
Who knows?
But did you watch the finale? Yeah.
Yeah, I watched the finale.
Yeah. They really need to not leave it there, because otherwise I'm gonna start swearing, and Mike is gonna have to edit. And I really don't want to do that to him.
Oh, thank you for not doing it.
Oh, I try. I
know.
I do try to watch my language, Mike. As you know when we're not recording, I swear like a sailor. So, yes, I try.
Okay. She's very good.
But that is all of our news, at least as far as I can tell.
Yeah, I know. In a couple weeks, we're going to be loaded. So just. Now, that's actually going to help that we don't have, like, a DC TV to talk about. We're going to be loaded with news here in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
So be ready for possibly an extra long episode.
Oh, boy. Yes.
So, all right. Well, if that's all of our news, let's head on into some DC TV discussion. Stargirl Season 1, Episode 13, Stars and Stripe, Part 2. As the Injustice Society of America comes one step closer to accomplishing their mission, Courtney and the JSA face off with Icicle and the villains of the ISA. Bum, but the bum. Cindy went straight up rogue.
Yes, she did. But she's also probably going to be trying to be the big bad for next season. And who knows how that's going to work?
Yeah, I'm interested in seeing that one because I really liked her character. I did not expect her to kill the one person that she killed. I was not expecting that. I tell you, though, some things that I'm really wondering for next season. So I do fear for Yolanda.
Yeah.
She seems to have turned pretty dark after talking with Rick and then going off and killing Brainwave.
Well, I mean, okay. This is probably not going to be something you want to hear, Mike, but considering what Brainwave kind was doing, we can debate about whether or not someone like Brainwave needs to be killed or not, but it was a bit of a General Zod type situation where
and that's what I was thinking, where Superman had to make the choice.
And if Yolanda hadn't done what she did, then he wouldn't have stopped. I mean,
I know.
He recovered from a brain injury, and then tried to use her feelings for Henry against her, and that might have pissed. The only way he was going to stop is if he wasn't able to keep going.
You know, I know that. And I can understand Yolanda doing that, but at the same time,
when you're talking about Clark,
who was raised like by good people, by Jonathan and Martha Kent for years, and then you talk about somebody who's a teenager like Yolanda, taking the life of somebody, man, that's gonna affect her next season.
Oh yeah, she's definitely gonna be dealing with some stuff next season. But yeah, that brainwave kind of needed to be stopped permanently.
Right. Concussion, I don't know, you know, not
We tried the head, as I said, we tried the head trauma already, and it didn't work.
I know. Rick is changing, though.
That is true. Rick had a chance to kill Grundy, and he just beat the crap out of him and left.
Have you ever seen Solomon Grundy scared?
No. I was thinking maybe in like one or two episodes of Justice League Unlimited, but mostly no.
Yeah. He'll be back next season though. It's not done.
I was so glad that they waited on revealing the full look of Grundy. That CGI was just amazing.
They're not going to have that budget when they go to CW.
You never know.
Maybe.
You never know.
But I liked Mike's comment when he hit Icicle with the truck. He said, does this mean I get to be in the JSA? Oh. And then we had Eclipso.
Yes.
So I had to do a little bit of study on Eclipso. And pretty much Yolanda's brother in this season was Alex. Oh man, I forgot his last name. Is it Montoya?
I think so.
Anyway, so it's Alex is really the cousin in the comics of Yolanda, and Alex eventually gets possessed by Eclipso and uses it to avenge Yolanda's murder, but eventually Eclipso is supposed to pretty much. It's the power. It's a person has the power of the wrath of God, according to the comics, and at one time has defeated Superman, Wonder Woman, Green Lantern. Mm-hmm. You know, so pretty much beat the crap out. So, yeah. So him, you know, syncing up with Sydney.
That's probably not a bad idea.
So. I know we've had hints of the Shade in this season and how the Shade was a pretty big guy. So now you're going to have the Shade and Eclipso possessing Cindy. So glad we got to capture the Shade coming back into this finally.
Agreed.
Courtney giving Pat the present for her dad was very mature and very awesome to see.
Yes, agreed.
Did you notice her mom was using the same cup, too, just to say World's Best Mom on it.
That is cool. And I did not notice that, but that is really cool.
I did. Got a question. How is Courtney not cold riding the staff in the winter and sitting on a cold metal water tower? Just saying.
You live in a colder environment than I do, Mike. You tell me.
It's not possible because I would freeze.
Because I was cold just looking at her.
Yes. And then the big, big reveal at the end. Holy crap. Starman.
Yeah, isn't he dead?
Apparently not.
Unless he's from the multiverse.
Ooh.
But I also,
somehow Cindy, because it was 6 weeks later. Cindy got Eclipso to possess the dead body of Starman somehow. And that could be interesting for next season.
By the way, I recognize some of those. I recognize the basic layout of that apartment complex because there are those. That looks like pretty much all, like half the apartment complexes around where I live. Because that is around pretty you? Much is where I, because that pretty much is where I live. Yay!
Oh, that's funny. So, that's funny.
They get points for authenticity.
Yes, they do. So, but that's it for Stargirl for a season. So, do you have any more thoughts on it?
No, I'm I'm excited. I can't wait to see what happens next season.
Me neither.
Whenever we manage to get a next season, because
yeah,
who the bloody heck knows?
Right, and I think when these shows start, I think we're going to like pick and choose what we want to kind of talk about on this show. Me and Carrie will talk about it off air, but like doing all the shows got to be very overwhelming. But we may pick one show during the season and then just binge one show and watch it and talk about it.
Yeah, but again, you know, we have at least another 6 months before we have to jump off that bridge and
do anything.
Who knows how busy our lives will be in, you know, 6 months.
Right. We may decide to talk about Superman and Lois.
Maybe.
Why not?
Why not?
That's right. But that is it for DC TV discussion. So let's go into our last segment, our DC AMU discussion. This week, we watched Reign of the Supermen from January 10, 2019. After the death of Superman, several new people present themselves as possible successors.
Yep.
It's nice to see Diana and Lois getting along.
Yeah, that was
and bonding actually, over ice cream.
Yeah, that was actually kind of reminiscent of... I don't remember if it was the wedding album issue or if it was an issue prior to that where they basically got together and played pool. It was kind of Lois's bachelorette party, mm-hmm. but it was really just the two of them hashing out, like, you know, Lois's, you know, feelings of inadequacy about, you know, how long Diana knew about Superman, about all of Supermans. They were never together in the comics.
Right.
At least not back in the 90s. But, you know, the whole, you know, Diana having to kind of, you know, say, point out, like, look, it's always been you. There was never any competition here. Don't worry about that part. So right. I thought that was kind of cool, and then just the fact that neither of them have girlfriends and do the girl talk thing is just like, okay, I need to go hang out with these two, because that is the social awkwardness of me whenever I'm in a room with too many women. Yeah. It's like, seriously? I don't care about any of this stuff, girls. I really don't.
That was funny. I will say the Supermen fight, though, at the beginning is absolutely one of my favorite fights in any of these anime movies, where they're all just beating the daylights out of each other.
Yeah. I love how that balcony scene is kind of reminiscent of the 78 Superman movie, the balcony scene,
yes.
With Lois and...
I'm glad that I'm the only one who thought that.
Okay, cool. And I just realized that Superboy has Lex's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that before.
Mm-hmm. And he's using them eyes to hit on Lois.
He's like using them eyes to hit on any female in a 100-yard radius.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he's rather handsy, too, at least according to Mercy, who, once again, gets shafted.
Sorry, Mercy.
Sorry, Mercy. She gets sacrificed because...
She got shafted in Supergirl, too.
Supergirl, she has shafted in BVS. I mean,
sorry,
Mercy is an awesome character, and she's been getting sacrificed a lot. At least she's still alive on Titans, except that she's torturing
Garm.
For now. I've got news for you, Barry. You're not gonna be home for dinner.
That's true. That's true. Oh, also on that same thing.
Yeah, also on that same thing. By the way, speaking of Superboy, it's rather telling that even Batman wants to take Superboy out.
Yes. Yes. And I love Green Lantern and Batman's chemistry. So yes, so Green Lantern got like this bazooka thing and says, "I have the shot." Batman says, "I say take it." And Diana says, "Okay, boys, now listen."
Yeah. When Diana has to be the voice, this is apparent in the live action Justice League, where she, you know, points out that she works with children, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, but still, it's like Batman is kind of not usually the one to joke about stuff, and he's probably not joking when it comes to Superboy.
Right, he's probably not joking.
But still. Like,
but when he's agreeing with Green Lantern, you know you've irked Batman.
There's a problem.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh, that was funny. Oh my goodness.
I know Mike doesn't watch a lot of Star Trek, but I do. And if there's one thing I've learned from Star Trek is you never put all of your senior officers on the same shuttlecraft. Along the same lines, never put the entire Justice League directly under a collapsing boom tube.
Because, you know.
Come on, guys.
Why not?
You didn't all have to be standing right there. You could have, like, spaced out a bit.
Well, it... Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Should have been a tip-off. Cyborg Superman was working for Darkseid when he just was just floating there during the attacks.
Yeah, it was. It should have been for me, but I know the first time I did watch this movie, I did not pick up on it. Like, I kept trying to figure out what the crap was going to happen.
Yeah,
I should have picked up on it, but this time I knew what was happening.
Well, I knew what was happening too, but I was like, he should. Oh yeah, he's still programmed. Okay.
Yep.
Cyborg to boom tube. Yikes.
Yep.
Yikes.
Sorry, Cyborg.
Uh-huh. That's your favorite word?
Booyah.
I was talking about the boom tube made out of cyborgs.
Oh. Yeah.
Yikes. Lois,
all
maybe
episode title right there, Cyborg's Boom Tube.
No, Mike.
That could have a double meaning.
No, Mike.
I'd be fired off the network for that one. Again.
Lois may be terrible at secret identities, but she is devious.
She is good.
And she's good.
I like this one. Lois in these
animated
show or movies.
I do too. And Bruce is going to have a lot of extra expenses this month.
Now, he can afford it, though. If that, he can borrow money from Tony Stark.
No, he can't borrow money from a different universe, dude.
Well, you know, if Joker hadn't burned all the money just to make a point from the mobsters, Bruce may have had some extra money.
Mixing
wrong movie verses.
Yeah, and that's not how that works, dude.
So let's talk about your next point.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
About Darkseid. I think they're both good. I can't choose either.
I can't. Yeah. So Michael Ironside has been the voice of Darkseid in Justice League Unlimited and more recently in the Harley Quinn series. And Tony Todd was the voice of Darkseid for this version of the animated universe. And I'm not sure who I like better because both are equally awesome.
Yeah, they've both been like really good. I mean either one to me, if they want to continue it, they can continue, you know, whatever. For those who don't know who Michael Ironside is, by the way,
he played General Lang in Smallville.
Yep.
He was also one of the few bright sides of Highlander 2.
Mm-hmm. He was in Terminator Salvation as well.
I haven't seen Salvation yet.
A lot of people try to forget that one. he was in the 1980s V series.
I haven't seen really cool. that either yet. It's on my list.
Other than that, he's played, you know, he's been all over. He's been acting since the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
But Michael Ironside, yeah, or Tony Todd, both. They have my vote. Either one they want to go with, they both do a really good job on it as Darkseid.
Agreed. So, and then I agree with Hal. Did you watch the end credit scene or the mid credit scene?
Yes. About the security, about how did Lex get up here?
Well, Lex is also a billionaire, but yes. Who left the door open?
Yes. Who left the door open? Oh, that's who Bruce can borrow money from, Lex.
I don't think so.
They're friendly-ish.
No, they're not. They're not friends. They are so not friends.
I did watch that scene, and they said that this is where they have to take the fight to.
Yep.
Dark Side. Thus will we get set up for in later on movie that we'll see in a later on movie.
Well, the Apocalypse. This is the entire set for Apocalypse War right here.
Right. So the next couple movies are not like they are linked to this animated movie verse, but they're not like
the next couple of movies are our breather.
Before the big war.
Before the, oh my gods, we're going to kill everything.
So, for example, if you had Reign of the Superman was like Avengers Infinity War, Batman Hush, and the other movie are going to be like Captain Marvel, and then you have Apocalypse War, which is like Endgame. So, like, Captain Marvel was the breather before the big war at the end.
Except I still like my other comparison of Apocalypse War better, in that it is more kind of like 90% the end, or 80 to 90% the end of Infinity War, and the rest of it is the end of Endgame.
That is a very accurate statement, and we will definitely address that accurate statement
when we get back to that when we get to Apocalypse War, because, oh boy.
So how does this movie set up Apocalypse War then, since we're talking about Apocalypse War?
This pretty much confirms that Darkseid was behind Doomsday in this version of the DC Universe. This was his second attempt at invasion. And it's what prompts the preemptive strike. Again, see the end credit scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely. So, all right. Well, our next movie then up for next week is Batman Hush.
Yes.
So, if you have not seen this movie, it is from 2019. It's actually very, very cool. It's a very interesting movie. It will have... of course, it'll have Batman. It'll have Jennifer Morrison is playing Selina Kyle, Catwoman, in it. Stuart Allen is back as Damian. We're going to have Lady Shiva. Riddler will be in it. Scarecrow will be in it. Alfred. Bane. This is the one that we saw the trailer or the extra clip a while back of Bane and Batman fighting at the beginning and Bane's being controlled.
Yes.
Let's see. Peyton List, who plays Poison Ivy in Batman. Sean Mayer will play Nightwing again.
Jerry O'Connell, Rebecca Romijn will be back.
Right. And Jason Spizak will be back to play Joker in this one.
Briefly, yes.
Yes, briefly. Very briefly. So, check out Batman Hush next time, everybody.
Yep.
So, anything else to talk about this episode?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, listen, everybody, this has been wonderful. We look forward to coming back next week. We don't have any more DC TV discussion next week, but we will move right on in toward a later
we,
on.
We're going to need to catch our – we're going to need like take a pause and breathe before Fandom. So this is
yes,
this timing actually worked rather legendary. Well.
Yes, it really did. It's going to get so – we're going to take a nice hush for a week, and we'll be back. I see what I did there? Yeah. Like, I got it.
Yeah, and, you notice I didn't say anything the first time, right?
I know, because it was so awesome, you just couldn't help but not say anything. It just wowed
you. Yeah, sure, you keep telling yourself that.
If you do want to reach out to me, guys, you could do it on Discord, you could do it on Twitter. I'm at the DC Mike. Carrie, how can people reach out to you?
You can find me at CarrieBlackfire42. That's KerriBlackfire42.
And as always, Carrie is also all over Discord, too. So if you want her, ding her, she'll come in there. And again, look for this episode. The title will probably be Cyborg's Boomtube. So
no,
until...
it will probably not be.
Until next time, everybody. We'll catch you later on DC Talk. Bye.
Bye.